Well, praise the Lord. Are there anybody here tonight that's decided that they're going to pray and leave the results to God? Amen. Oh, well, I announced Sunday morning what I'd be on tonight, but guess what? We're not on that. Oh, I'm going to be reading from Luke, the 4th chapter, 18 through 19 tonight. My question tonight is this. Do you really want to be anointed? I'm going to ask that question again. Do you really? I'm talking about really want to be anointed. We all understand that as Christians, we have been chosen. We have been anointed. Can I get a witness? My mind goes back to a young man that had many struggles. Many struggles in life. Who God called and placed an anointing upon him. I'm talking about a young man that struggled even communicating. But I want to tell you, God is looking for somebody that He can put His hand upon and use them for the glory of God. I found out a long time ago that if God can use a donkey, He can use me. When I announced my calling to preach and God be my witness, I was called to preach in November the 5th of 78. And in the back of my mind, I wanted to acknowledge my calling, but not tell nobody. Because once you tell somebody, it's on. And my pastor booked me for the first service. Scared slap to death. A nervous wreck. Never have been bad to stutter, but I stuttered a lot that night. But weeks went by, and I was invited to a church to preach. And the anointing flowed. And revival broke out. I really thought the pastor had lost his mind when he said, "We're beginning a revival and the D-Heart's going to run this revival." Once again, I was wanting to acknowledge my calling, but I didn't want nobody to know it because I knew what that was going to do. And I remember in that service going home and stressed out. I'm talking about, if you've never done it, you need to try it sometime. I'm talking about stressed out. My stomach upset from nerves. Saying all day long, what have I done? But then we'd get to service that night and then the anointing would begin to flow. And I would preach till I didn't have any strength left. One particular night of that revival, I remember laying on the front pew. Somebody said, that's not really dignified. Ain't a dignified bone in my body. But laying on the front pew after the anointing was off, drained. I'm talking about drained. Go back home, stressed out again. And it went on all week. And every night, God would show up. And He would anoint this country boy and use him for His glory. I want to tell you tonight, and I want to say it boldly, you have an anointing on your life, whether you know it or not. If you're a born-again child of God, you have an anointing. Not everybody's called a pastor. Not everybody's called to preach. Not everybody's called a saint. But God has an anointing on your life. And the main thing is staying within our calling. I have experienced this down through the years. I preached in churches where there would be a choir director that was anointed. I'm talking about to bring the glory down. God would use him and the right songs at the right time. And wow, everybody was uplifted. And it was just like God speaking through this particular person. Go back to preach to that church at a later time and notice that he's not there. To have the pastor to tell me that he announced his calling to preach and now he's not even in church. And the reason I'm using this tonight, you understand that the devil will do anything he can to get you out of your calling. Because if you get out of your calling, you get out of your anointing. Amen. Had an evangelist one time that preached and quoted the whole chapter of Hebrews 11. Word for word. How do you know I was following? But when he left, the only problem was there was no anointing. A lot of knowledge. And have you ever been in a service where the singers were singing and my, it was beautiful, but yet there was no anointing? I want you to hear me and hear me close. If we're going to do the work of God in the kingdom, we must have the anointing of God. No matter what we do, we must have the anointing of God and we must flow within the calling. Somebody told me that they had me lined up for the nursery one service. I just don't feel that anointing. I really feel anointed to sing, but Rhonda won't let me often. The anointing sometimes is hard to explain, but yet no one has a problem knowing when it's not there. Right? Once again, I want to ask you this question. Do you really want the anointing? In Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. One of the meanings of anointing is chosen one. Understanding that Jesus Christ was the anointed one. The Bible declares that Jesus was anointed by God. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit to spread the good news and to free those who had been held captive by sin. Then we find that after Christ ascended to the Father, He left the earth. We find that He chose us for a specific purpose. And that specific purpose that He called us to was to father the kingdom of God. Understanding that we all have work to do. And we can't do that work without the anointing of God. You hear me tonight as I prophesy over this church. You have never seen the anointing like what you're about to see. Amen? I know what it is to be drunk in the Spirit. Well, you're here and they've done seen your car out there, so, you know, you're all right. It's not going to, you know, mess you up. But I know what it is to be slain in the Spirit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever experienced that? Be careful what you say, because the very thing that you say that you'll never catch me doing that might be the very thing that you'll find yourself doing under the anointing. In 2 Corinthians 2:1, it says, "And it is God who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us." Who is it that anoints us? Jesus Christ. Then in 1 John 2:20 it says, "But you have been anointed by the Holy One." If you go through the Bible, I looked at different scriptures and I began to look up the oil. We understand that the oil is a symbol of the Spirit. It's a symbol of the anointing. You go back in the Old Testament in Exodus 27:20, we find olive oil was used as anointing oil. You ever been in a service where they break out the oil bottle and they anoint the sick? You say, I don't understand that. Read the book of James. Go to the Old Testament and you'll find it there also. I was in a service one night and the anointing was flowing and the evangelist poured a bottle of oil over somebody's head and the anointing quit. If you want to stop the anointing, you get an oil bottle and you mess up one of those women's hair. You'll find out the anointing will leave. But in Leviticus 2, 1 through 10, we see that the kings were anointed with olive oil as a sign that they were chosen by God to rule. Then in 1 Samuel 16 and 1, we find an important ingredient in the recipe for anointing oil. Olive oil was used to sanctify the priest. And in Exodus 29 and 7, we find it was used to sanctify the tabernacle and all the furnishing. Can I declare unto you that you're sitting on a seat tonight that has been anointed? This building has been anointed. The seats you're sitting in has been anointed. When they were setting up the tabernacle, the furnishing of the tabernacle, they were to anoint these articles, these different pieces of furniture, and they were to be sanctified, used for God, used for His glory. Then in James 5:13, we find, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven. So understanding tonight that the ideal of the anointing with oil goes back all the way to Exodus, the 30th chapter. When the Lord told Moses to anoint Aaron and the priest using the olive oil. Later prophesied and the kings were anointed with the olive oil, which became a symbol of the power of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 61 and 1 said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Can I tell you that we'll never be able to do the work that God has called us to do without the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon our lives? We'll never be successful in ministry without the anointing. Now, I'm going to say some things tonight that I hope that you'll take with the right motive. You see, you can buy a bottle of olive oil for about $3, $4. I don't know. Anybody know what a little bottle costs? Oh, seven. Whew. My Lord, no wonder some of you are not anointed. No wonder I can never find the oil bottle here. They keep it hid because it's so expensive. $7. But you can buy this oil. Sister DeHart says $7. But it's olive oil. But you can take that same olive oil and take it home, pray over it. And there's an anointing. Oh, somebody help me preach tonight. There's an anointing that flows. Several years ago, I've shared this, and many of you know the story. I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, it was just like when nighttime came, I come alive. And the weird thing it was, I wasn't sleeping, but at the same time, I was not tired. How many know that you can walk in the anointing and it refreshes you? Matter of fact, you've heard me say this, and I'm going to say it again. Under the anointing, I feel like I can run through a block wall. When the anointing leaves, I feel like I did. But God had me out, and I didn't know where I was going, and all I knew is I felt an anointing, and I was out, and I was driving, and God would show me the direction to go, and I'd go and to this church. And my assignment, Gary, the Holy Spirit showed me what to do. I was to anoint the doorway of that church. And it dawned on me one night, if the police come up and took me to jail, how would I explain this? Well, I'm just anointing the doorway of this church. But I went, this went on for nights. I'm talking about nights. Going and anointing and going. And I went Sand Mountain. I went every direction anointing and praying over the church. I want to tell you, if you really want the anointing of God, you're not going to be so concerned just about your few. See, I believe there's enough of the anointing, amen, to spread through DeKalb County, amen. I believe there's enough of the anointing while He's blessing us here at this church. Revival's breaking out at another church. One particular church that God brought back to my attention a few years after. Nothing going on. Passed by two or three cars. And all of a sudden, you can pass that church and the parking lot is full. And things is going on at that church. And isn't it amazing how that the devil will blind you to things that you can't see? Then he took me to another church. It was dried up. Couldn't keep a pastor. Just a handful of people. And now when I pass that church, amen, they don't know that you get out at 12 o'clock. I pass it, amen, and it's after 12 and they're still going. How many know that the anointing will make a difference? The anointing will break every yoke of bondage. If you want to be set free, you get under the anointing of God and you can be set free. But here's the thing. If someone asked you how much, some of you thought I had snakes. Probably because I told somebody I did. If you was to ask me how much this oil cost, I would have said $4. Sister DeHart says $7. But if you ask me how much does it cost, I would have said $4, which would have been $7. But the truth is, I'm not the olive that was crushed and pressed until the oil began to come out. You see, we all want the anointing, but we don't want to pay the price Oh, I'm preaching good. You just don't know it. Amen. And we don't want to pay the price for the anointing. We ask God to anoint us. Amen. Then we get a quick in our thumbnail and we stay out of church for 2 weeks. But I want to tell you, I made up my mind. I want to walk in the anointing. I want to talk in the anointing. Amen. If I have to walk up on crutches, I want to be under the anointing of God. Do you feel the same way I do tonight? You see, the olive paid a bigger price. Can I just obey God tonight? The olive paid a big price for the oil. Matter of fact, you look up here, you'll see how the olives were made. They were put in there and they were crushed and they were pressed and the clusters and all of that. Then a slab would come down on it and it would press out the oil. So you understand tonight that we grab the oil bottle and we go through the church and we slapping people on the head. We don't even think about the real cost of the oil. We think we can afford it. It's $7 a bottle. But no, it costs a lot more than that. Now here's where I want to bring it down to where we at. You know, the oil will cost you something. If you want the anointing, you're going to have to pay the price to walk in the anointing. And we ought to quit complaining so much. You see, if you go on the mission field, their lives are at threat all the time. They don't have padded pews. Matter of fact, if you hate a tambourine, you don't want to go on the mission field because some of them churches don't have a piano. All they have is a tambourine. But I want to tell you, there's something that they have beat the American churches with. They don't have the luxuries that we got, but they allow the anointing to flow through their church. They allow that pastor to be anointed. They allow those singers to be anointed. And yes, those tambourines can get anointed also. Now here's what I want to bring to you. Y'all thought I put this stew down and set. I put this stew down and set on. I can preach just as good sitting down. Now here's the problem. Some people want the anointing, but they only want just a little bit. They want just enough to make them come to church and feel those Holy Ghost doodads every now and then. But I want to tell you, God doesn't anoint you to sit within the four walls of the church. God anoints you to go out into the kingdom of God outside these four walls to do the work of God. When they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they went out throughout Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth, and they were a witness. And that's what the anointing will do. Somebody said, I want to be anointed. You don't need the anointing to clap your hands. But you need the anointing to do the work of God in His kingdom. Now, I don't want just a little bit. Do you? Now, that's a little bit. Now, if anybody here wants just a little bit, just reach out and touch me as I come through. You just want just a little bit. You don't want much. You want just a little bit? Hey, how about just a little bit? Well, I don't know how you feel. I want more than a little bit. I want a bottle full. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers. In other words, there is a river flowing.
So what are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying I'm tired of trying to operate under a little anointing. I'm ready for a lot of anointing. Anybody feel the same way I do? Now I want to tell you, anybody here like to have a bottle fill? I mean a bottle full. Listen, I'm going to give this to you. You better give it back to that woman right there because I got it out of her cabinet. No, wait a minute. He doesn't give it back to me. I want a bottle full, don't you? But I want to tell you, I done passed this. When I used to drink, I can't believe I'm telling this. When I used to drink, you turn that old liquor up and you make a face that would snag a gagget, a maggot. I'll spit it out here in a minute. I'm under the anointing. I'm not speaking in tongues. But you turn your face every way in the world and you say, man, that was good. And it got good the more I drunk. But that first was awful. Amen. I got to get on. Now, so how many wants this? You want a bottle full? Get ready. I believe that there is an anointing from this day on that's going to flow not just in this sanctuary. It's going to flow in your home. It's going to flow through your children. That anointing is going to break the yoke of bondage. Those you've been praying for and praying for and praying for, I believe that this anointing is going to break that yoke upon them and they're going to walk out and be drug free. That alcohol is going to be set free. Can I get a witness from somebody that you agree with me that it's this anointing that breaks that yoke of bondage? I want to tell you, I've been in this thing for a while. I'm tired of operating with that. I don't even like that. They make a gallon. It looks like a gallon jug that I went to every store around town. I mean, I was running out of time. I had to get to church. I was getting late. And I'm trying to find that gallon jug. And I thought, Rhonda's got it. She done took it to the camper. This is all the size I could find. But I want to tell you, I don't want just that little bottle full. I want the anointing. I want all the anointing that God has. Amen. I want to come into this house under the anointing of God and start seeing people set free, delivered. I want to see the power of God in our, in God, the Lord, help me, Jesus. Now, here's something you got to realize. We want the anointing, but we don't want to go through anything. And there's those anointed hunters. They'll leave their local church and run all over the place trying to find somebody that's anointed. All right, I'm fixing the metal a little bit. Hot up here. I'm anointed. You want that hand? Got sweat on it. But they're hunting the anointing. They'll run all over the place trying to find that anointing. God didn't intend for us to run everywhere trying to find the anointing. He expects us to walk in the anointing. But we want somebody to pass it on to us. Have you ever had anybody, Gary, say, Gary, you're anointed, and I want you to pass that. Lay five on me right now. I want that anointing, my blessed Lord. Hallelujah. I got it. But it don't last. If you're going to walk in the anointing, you've got to pay the price. Just like the olive
that goes there and it's pressured, pressed, and the slab that goes on it, and the oil begins to flow down into the pit. I want to tell you, when you put under pressure, amen, when you get up to try to do something for the Lord, when you don't even feel like it, God shows up and the anointing comes upon you. When you get up and you try to sing, and all of a sudden the anointing begins to flow, it'll get the job done. Can I get a witness? Singers, come to the piano. Anybody want this? Better give it back to Rhonda, though, because she really needs the anointing. If you look at the olive, what's the first thing that takes place? The olive is picked. You're not going to get any olives to crush if they're not picked. Can I tell you that you have been chosen? He's picked you. Out of all the people in the world, you are unique. And God has chosen you. And He's anointed you. You may not be walking in that anointing, but He has anointed you. And the second thing that I want you to notice about the olive, not only was it picked, It is washed. You don't want to take an olive, pick the olive, and put it in there and squeeze all that oil out of it, and it's dirty. They wash it. How many know that if you're really going to walk under the anointing of God, you have to be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ? What can make me nothing but the blood of Jesus? What can make me whole? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can cleanse me from my sin? Nothing but the blood. And you say, preacher, you trying to tell me that I sin? Oh, yes. I do too. I know some of you are going to leave and you're going to be hurt. Never come back to church because you heard Pastor DeHart say, I sin. I fall short daily. You do too. But thank God for the blood that washes away all of my sins. Amen. I said, thank God for the blood. Oh, there's a part of me that just wants to cut back singing that old Redback hymn song. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Amen. So not only are you picked, you're washed. The olives are crushed. Can I tell you that sometimes God has to allow us to get to the end of ourselves before He can anoint us and use us for His glory? I see a lot of people full of themselves. Sort of like the preacher that couldn't wait to preach. He was young and he couldn't wait to preach. He came into that service and he had his Bible and he had his notes and he had a strut. And he went up to that pulpit and he was ready. I'm talking about he was setting on goal. But he bummed out. He came off the stage from the pulpit and he was drooping. And he was down. And the Lord spoke to him and said, if you'd went up there the way you came down, you would have came down the way you went up there. When we feel like we can do it, we're in trouble. God will crush and pressure. And all of this, all these things that we go through in life and we complain about, but all these things are making us where the oil will run out. Some of the greatest preachers that's ever preached under the anointing of God is preachers who had been to hell and back. So let me finish. Genesaret, Mount of Olives. You realize that's where the olive oils were crushed. I mean, the olives were crushed. And do you also understand the night before Jesus was crucified, that's where He went? Don't tell me He wasn't pressured and crushed as He took on the whole sins of the whole world. And I preached about this Sunday. Three times he said, "Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me." Three times he prayed that. But I want to tell you, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him. By his stripes we're healed. He went through it for us, but he was the anointed one. Look at Paul. Three times he prayed, "Lord, remove this thorn." But God always come back, "My grace is sufficient." And I want to tell you tonight, some people will tell you that if you'll get saved and everything will just be always beautiful and you'll never have a problem. But I want to tell you, when the first problem comes your way is when you're going to see the oil begin to leave, because you've set your expectations up the wrong way. To be a Christian, you got to be willing to go to hell and back and fight for what belongs to you. And I believe tonight there's an anointing flowing as we're standing all over this house. I promised myself I wasn't going to preach as long as I did Sunday. I know it's Wednesday, and we're going to make this fast. I need about three men to help, Gary. You might even have to pick him up and carry him. I saw him kind of limping a little bit, but I want to make this fast. Will you help him? Gerald, will you help him? Tommy, you feel like helping him? Anybody else want to help him? If you want that anointing, these three men are going to come down that middle aisle. Do you want me to send them with this one? Just a little bit? Or do you want a bottle full? Or do you want a river flowing? That's your choice. We're not going to make no big deal out of this, but we're going to obey God. Here's what God told me. He said he was going to anoint you with a purpose. He's going to anoint you with a purpose. Your purpose won't be the same as mine, someone else's. But I want to tell you, he's going to anoint you and he's going to use you for his glory. And Gary's taking this bottle right down the middle. And hey, with a woman this year of blood pressed her way through to touch Jesus, I want you to, from all the way to that corner, I want you to press your way through. And as they walk down this middle aisle, y'all help Gary, will you? They walk down with this middle aisle. I want you to stretch your hand out and touch this man of God that's holding this bottle that represents a river flowing. Dylan, will you come and help? Lord, I thought you had the teenagers. They're right here in front of me. Thank you for leaving them in here this morning, tonight, because I believe there's anointing going to hit these teenagers. It's going to change the school system. Amen. As they go down the middle aisle, I just want y'all to stretch your hands out, touch them, make contact. Amen. Slow down. Don't go too fast. Let them reach out and touch you. I believe that God is anointing you with a purpose tonight. He's anointing you with a purpose. Come on, sing.
There is a
blood. Oh, yes, Jesus.
That cost the life.
Hallelujah.
That paid my way. Death is.
Hallelujah.
My.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we anoint these in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My. Lord, anointing with a purpose tonight. Anoint this sister. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, anoint them with a purpose. Anoint them. Hallelujah. God, in Jesus' name, let that anointing flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
So I come.
God, let that anointing, let it flow, let it flow. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, open up the floodgates and let it flow on these tonight, God. Hallelujah. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
That he's coming back for
Hallelujah.
You.
God, in Jesus' name. God, let that anointing flow.
There
in the name
is
of Jesus.
A blood
in the name of Jesus.
That sucks.
That anointing
the blood
that breaks every yoke of bondage, let it flow through
sick.
Her tonight. In Jesus'
the
name. In Jesus'
blood.
Name. In Jesus' name.
It has
Hallelujah. God bless you. In Jesus' name, let that anointing flow through this sister. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So pour it out.
God, let that anointing flow. In the name of Jesus. I love you, God.
And let it
flow. I love y'all. God, let the anointing flow through this family, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, open up the windows and let it pour out upon them. Let it be like rivers flowing, God. Let that anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage be upon them in Jesus' name. God bless you, girl. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, let that anointing flow. God, let it flow. God bless you, son. Are you ready for a bucket full to be poured out upon you? Father, in the name of Jesus. God, let that anointing flow in his life. That anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. Let it flow in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What we can't do, Lord, we know that with that anointing, it can be done, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless my brother, God. I know in him, use him for your glory and for your honor, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let that anointing flow. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. In Jesus' name, bless this family. Let the anointing be upon this family. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing. Nothing.
Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus.
That
anointing, God. Lord, things that we can't do, Lord, we realize that we can do under the anointing. So, Lord, let that anointing flow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, pour it out on
us.
God, pour it out on us. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
So I come
yeah.
To tell you he's alive.
My.
That he's right. Every tear that falls.
I sure do love you,
so
God. May the anointing of God be upon y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Hallelujah. Love you, baby. Appreciate you, son.
So I come to tell you he's alive. To tell you that he's right.
Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus.
So I